5 Science-Approved Ways to Break a Bad Habit by Cassie Shortsleeve. Having habits can often be a good thing. When you drive to work, for example, you don't need to wonder whether you should turn left or right. The route becomes habit. We want the brain to learn how to do those things without energy and effort, says Russell Poldrack, a professor of psychology at Stanford University. Habits are an adaptive feature of how the brain works. But sometimes habits can lead us astray. Whether it's turning to comfort food when we're sad or a cigarette break when we're stressed. Since habits take practice and repetition to form, the same is true when it comes to breaking them, says Elliot Berkman, director of the University of Oregon's Social and Effective Neuroscience Lab. In order to eliminate those pesky habits, whatever they may be, start with these 5 strategies. Sink your stress levels. Many habits, including smoking or excess sugar consumption, involve the brain's dopamine or reward system. Dopamine is a feel-good chemical that transmits signals between neurons in the brain. The first time you engage in a new rewarding behavior, you get a euphoric feeling from doing it as a result of a dopamine release, notes Poldrack. This leads to changes in both the connections between neurons and the brain systems responsible for actions and can largely account for why we start to form bad habits in the first place. Many of these rewarding stimuli, like sugar or substances, are powerful too, and our psychological reaction to them in present day can be linked all the way back to evolution, says Poldrack. In the cavemen days, meat wasn't salted, dry rubbed, or grilled to perfection. Our brains aren't well equipped to deal with the big rush one gets from these sorts of things, Poldrack says. As a result, the frontal lobe, the brain's control center, gets overwhelmed, he says. You're more likely to do the thing you don't want to do when you're stressed out, Poldrack says. There are, however, ways to address the root cause of these seemingly detrimental habits. Some solutions? Try to get more sleep, exercise regularly, and opt for stress reduction techniques like meditation, which can all work to increase willpower and overall brain health, says Poldrack. Know your cues. Habits, Berkman says, have 3 main parts: a cue, a routine, and a reward. Cues are the context where you tend to engage in the behavior. If you're a smoker, for example, the cue might be work breaks. If you're a dessert aficionado, it might be simply scouring the dessert menu. You're most likely to relapse in the context of when you've done it before, Berkman says. Knowing your triggers can help you avoid them. Berkman suggests that smokers dispose of items like ashtrays that might remind them of their habit, or people who are trying to cut back on drinking should avoid walking by the bar they always pop into for happy hour. Capitalizing on major life changes can also help break an unhealthy habit. While you might think a cross-country move or a new job is no time to introduce even more changes into your life, Berkman notes that shifts in lifestyle can actually be the ideal opportunity for eliminating a vice. You're going into new contexts and situations, so you don't have those same cues. It's a chance to form new habits, he says. If you're used to lighting up on your way to work, for instance, moving to a new city gives you a chance to take public transportation or to dig into a new podcast instead of a pack of cigarettes because you are in a new environment, says Berkman. Replace a bad habit with a good one. Instead of trying to stop doing something, it's hard to stop a behavior, says Berkman. Start doing something else. We are action-oriented creatures, says Berkman. Some studies have shown that the more you suppress your thoughts, the more likely you are to think about it. We are action-oriented creatures, says Berkman. Some studies have shown that the more you suppress your thoughts, the more likely you are to think about that thought or even revert back to that bad habit. A 2008 study in Appetit found that those who suppressed their thoughts about eating chocolate exhibited a behavior rebound effect where they consumed significantly more chocolate than those who didn't. Similarly, a 2010 study published in Psychology Science found that smokers who tried to restrain their thoughts about smoking wound up thinking about it even more. If you're a smoker and you tell yourself not to smoke, your brain still hears smoke, Berkman says. Conversely, if you tell yourself to chew gum every time you want a cigarette, your brain has a more positive, concrete action to do, he notes. Similarly, if 5 p.m. has been linked with a glass of wine for years, use it as a time to, instead, double down on hydration and make sure the fridge is stocked with seltzers, cold water, and lemon, Berkman says.